Blackstone Audiobooks presents Nailing It, The Sound of Distant Hammering in the Attic of My Brain by Norman Deese.
Part 1. Hi, I'm Norman. Thanks for dropping by. I've something to show you. Look. The Family Hardware Store. No kidding. My father made it for me. As a toy when I was a boy. A scale model of the real thing over on Main Street. See the name on the sign up over the door? And the fancy cornice and little brass doorknobs? It's the genuine article. Built 3/4 of an inch to the foot. Kid size, my father said. These others I made myself. I guess you can tell. Last winter, out of cardboard, during a near-fatal fit of galloping nostalgia. They're supposed to be the neighborhood the hardware store was in. This is our house here. My grandparents, we called it the big house, over here. My cousin Richard's, well, it was my Uncle Hugh's and my Aunt Amelia's then. But later on, of course, it was Dick's. That's this one here. This is Gutekunst's grocery store, run in those days by a brother of my Aunt Amelia's. Larkin's Meat Market here, Haroon's Variety, the cut-rate drugstore, and the funeral parlor, owned by an undertaker whose last name was actually Graves. Can you believe that? I mean, you don't make things like that up. Let's see, my friend Laverne lived in this one over here. Or one a whole lot like it, anyway. His father worked at the bank. But the bank wasn't in the neighborhood. It was 2 towns away, so I didn't build that. Here's Howie Mildenberger's gas station, though, at the bottom of the hill. And the Bedine Barn, before.